In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Four times in the gospel reading for today, Jesus is called a king. Are you the king of the Jews? Behold, the king of the Jews. Hail, king of the Jews. He is the king of Israel. The problem was, Jesus did not look like a king. He looked like a bruised and battered and tortured man. He looked like someone who had been flogged within an inch of his life. And there on the cross, he looked like a runaway slave who had been captured. For crucifixion was the penalty, the sentence pronounced against a slave who had run away back in the Roman world. No, Jesus did not look like a king. He did look like a slave, like a servant. In today's epistle reading, Paul writes that though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, to be held on to, but rather he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, literally the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, as was the penalty that a runaway slave had pronounced upon him. Therefore, because Jesus took the form of a servant for you and for me, because he became obedient to the point of death, even though he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God highly exalted him. God bestowed on him the name that is above every name, the name of Lord, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess in heaven and on earth and under the earth that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He who is King according to his divine nature, became a slave. He became one who serves. Jesus says of himself that he, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus said the night he instituted the Last Supper, I am among you as one who serves. I am among you as one who takes the position of a slave. And how appropriate this is for us and our redemption. Think of Adam and Eve. They were created to be servants of God. And yet, they wanted to be like God. They wanted equality with God and saw it something to be grasped. But as creatures, that was impossible for them. They were deluded by the devil. And thus, they became slaves. Slaves to sin. Slaves to death. Slaves to the devil. Inheritors of God's wrath and condemnation, not merely for themselves, but for us, their descendants also. You got to look out for number one. Well, that was the philosophy of Adam and Eve, and that stupid little phrase and what it means is built into each and every one of us. on account of that sinful nature we have inherited from Adam. If you don't look out for yourself, who will? Think first of yourself. And yet Paul tells us at the beginning of today's epistle, have this mind among yourselves as believers in Christ. This mind which is yours in Christ Jesus. He was in the form of God, yet did not account equality with God a thing to be grasped. He made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. A Christian is Lord of all, Martin Luther says, and also a servant of all. And you and I are called to serve our neighbor. We are called to esteem others in this congregation as greater than ourselves. We are called to serve one another in this congregation and to do so for the glory of God. And yet again, that sinful nature gets in the way, doesn't it? How often do we belittle other people? Maybe in a joking, funny kind of way, but is that what Jesus would do? And we are called to be imitators of Christ. Not that we can die for anyone to save them from their sins, but we are to have within ourselves the mind which is ours in Christ Jesus. He was a king, and yet he became a slave. He went into captivity, you could say, when he took upon himself the penalty that was rightfully ours. He was punished as a runaway slave on behalf of us, our sinful race, which had run away from God's calling to be servants. And thanks be to God for this. Thanks be to God that Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, did humble himself and did become obedient to the point of death on a cross, because that was the only way we could be set free from our slavery to sin. He who commits sin is a slave to sin. But if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And now, united to Christ Jesus in our baptism, we are servants of God. We are children of God. We are God's own dear beloved sons and daughters in Christ. And it's because he, who is Son of God by nature, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death on the cross for you, for me. The humiliation of Christ, the state of humiliation, began from the instant of Jesus' conception to the time when he died and was buried. But since he has been exalted, the state of exaltation commenced with his rising from the dead and his descent into hell to declare his victory over sin and death and the devil. Because he is your exalted king who has served you, who has been raised again, and who lives today to serve you, he is present among you as one who serves. He serves you with the forgiveness of all of your sins. He serves you when you have taken the way of kingship, lordship over your brothers and sisters in Christ. He serves you by forgiving you. He serves you in the Holy Supper of his body and blood. He is truly among us as one who serves. Jesus, the crucified and resurrected one. And what a difference this makes. We have hope in Christ. We know that our work in the Lord is not in vain. We know that our acts of love and service to our neighbors are pleasing to God for Jesus' sake. And we know that we are knit together as one family for the sake of Jesus. This is the Jesus who is to be proclaimed in the church. The one who, though he was in the form of God, God by nature from all eternity, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but humbled himself, made himself nothing, and took the form of a servant for you and for me, and suffered the penalty pronounced upon a runaway slave, crucifixion. But he did not run away, did he? Rather, he set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem, where he would die, because he had a goal. And that goal was to set our sinful human race bound up in the chains of sin, to set us free. Glory be to Jesus for what he has done. Glory be to Jesus that he conquered sin and death and hell for you, that he came forth from the tomb, because you are no longer a slave to sin and death and the grave. You have life eternal as God's own dear child, for the sake of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.